Radio. This is Riff Raff. Every Tuesday from 9 to 11 p.m. on 101.9 FM.
Yes, yes, you and I rocking with the best. 101.9 CITR Radio. Crimes and Treasons, this is your boy Just Blaze. Right now you're rocking with Jules Andre Brown, Rolly Rails, Jamal Steels, and Horsepower. You know what it is, alright?
Yo, it's I Am Sue, man. I want to shout out Crimes and Treasons Radio, man. CRTR 101.9, man. Turn up, turn up, turn up.
My name's Chris Horrific.
You always wanted his character to be bigger than life.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is, without question, the greatest sports and entertainment event of all time. Be a part of it, Monday.
From 1 to 3 p.m.
The Parts Unknown Show on 101.9 CITR. Sometimes cosmoses collide.
Break your fingers!
Yeah. City gone up. So you better bust. Finish who really wanna us. Really spilling blood. Everybody tough. Till they gotta go and see the judge. Nigga better hush. Remember growing up. All I wanted was to be a thug. Wanted me a plug. To get a little bread. Shoot a couple niggas in the head. Still outside. I don't hide from this shit for life. Had to fight for my life. Took them hits and strike. If I die for the guys. Have my candlelight going up. Like the club. After that go slide. Are you with that? I won't get back. I'm gon' hop out and crack. Are you with that? I want big racks. I'm gon' flock, I'm gon' stack. Are you with that? Won't forget that shit I saw in my past. Are you with that? Like I'm with that. Hope you watching your back. Okay. Hope you watching your back. Hope you watching your back. Hope you watching your back.
You now listen off the beam path here on 101.9 CITR. You know, sometimes you have a little bit of... Ooh, we back.
Yeah, whenever I miss those days, visit my crips that lay under the ground, running around. We was them kids that played all in the street, following leads and niggas who lost their ways. Some of them outside still, some of them inside graves. I'm a real beach boy. Come ride my way. Left me with the either or. Feel these voids and fill my bank. Blue strips only, you switched on me. Mama told me about you snakes. Keep my shit off safety. You know you can't never be too safe. Are you with that? I won't get back. I'm gon' hop out and crack. Are you with that? I want big racks. I'm gon' flock, I'm gon' stack. Are you with that? Won't forget that shit I saw in my past. Are you with that? Like I'm with that. Hope you watching your back.
I be gone.
Hope you watching.
Watch my back, stay gone. Don't know how they come.
Hope you watching.
Yeah. Get your life, forget back. Up first, bet not miss that. Tell me if you with that.
You back with Off the Beaten Path here on 101.9 CITR. When I say you're back, you're here for the first time. Maybe you're back here for the umpteenth time. Hey, but I'm your host, Issa Arian. And for the next hour, I'm going to be taking you down my path. I appreciate you for joining here on the unceded Musqueam, Coast Salish, and Squamish territories here live from the most western part of the mainland, UBC's campus here at CITR. It's the best radio station in Vancouver, in the lower mainland, in BC, in Western Canada, in Canada, probably in all of Cascadia, to be honest. And we do this show every Tuesday from 10 to 11, right after Crimes and Treasons, which we do every Tuesday, playing the hottest hip-hop, R&B, 8 to 10 every Tuesday. I'm your host, Issa Aryan. And if you've never been off the beaten path, welcome. This is a treat. So like every week, you know, every week, I like to get feedback. And this past week was American Thanksgiving. So I got to speak with my family, not be there. And one of the things that my grandmother said she listened to my radio show. She said, oh, you know, you have a lot of good ideas, but she's like, ooh, I just had to pull the headphones out because she said I cussed too much. So this week, I'm going to try to cuss just a little bit less, you know. And so, like I said, I used to do the show on Thursdays during drive time when cussing wasn't allowed. And so, you know, I'm just trying to figure out, you know, what's the vibe. And if my grandmother's going to listen to it at 2 o'clock in the morning, you know, all the way in North Carolina, you know, she counts as like 1 million listeners. So until I get like 1 million more, you know what I mean? It's kind of what grandma wants, you know what I'm saying? So if you'd like to call in, the number is 604-822-2487. That's 604-UBC-CITR. We got a lot going on today. Like I said, I'm going to try a little bit different and play like, I listen to all different types of music. There's a song I cannot stop playing. I probably played it for you last week. And when we come back, I'm going to tell you a little bit about, I don't know. It's like, I'm sure you probably feel this way because if you listen to this, you're either a friend or, you know, we are friends either in real life or friends in this digital life or this analog life because this radio, you know, and this, we got the same similar vibrations we've met with in some type of dimension. And I wanted to share that with you, but also you probably share a lot of the same feelings that I have. And one of those feelings is I have a hard time letting people have simple joys in life. And I'll tell you about it when we get back. Stay tuned. Yeah. Get back with Off the Beaten Path here on 101.9 CITR. I'm your host, East Arian. And like I said, we do this every Tuesday here on Off the Beaten Path. What we like to do is we talk a little bit about some stories going on here in the Lower Mainland, some stories going on, you know, what's going on nationally here in Canada, and then also like to talk about, you know, just what's going on in the world. Like, what is going on? Like, you know, me and you, we're friends. I'm on your couch. You're on my couch. You know, maybe we're smoking some weed. Maybe we're having, you know, just a little bit of wine and some whiskey. We're just having a conversation with just me, you. We're friends. Anyways. And so this show is like, you know, me just taking you down the ramblings of my brain. Honestly, because if you want to sound maybe like a little bit more interesting, you know, you have, it's the holiday season. You know, we're starting back holiday parties, networking, you know, all types of get-togethers, and you want to just sound like a little bit more informed with your friends, or you want to be a little bit more, you know, just interesting, you can listen to me. I'll equip you with some good stories, you know, maybe some jokes. You'll be able to introduce people to perspectives that they probably never heard just from listening to me, honestly, and it doesn't cost you anything except for once a year I'll ask you to donate to CITR, because CITR here does some great programming. They do. Listen, everybody who needs their voices heard has an opportunity to come to CITR and, you know, and put together some really cool work. And they do lots of cool work. They put on camps here for the youth. Listen, we always talk about how the youth is going to save us. And so they need spaces like this to do it. So thanks. Anyways, so like we do, we start talking here about the weather. Honestly, I don't really shouldn't have to tell you about the weather or how it's going, how it's going to look for the next few days, how it's going to look for the next week, how it's looked for the last week. It's been raining, and you know that. And if you know, don't live in Vancouver and you live in another part of the country, you know, we talked about this last week and the week before. So, you know, if you're new, I totally understand. But it feels like the world is, I don't want to say is, you know, we've just been going through lots of apocalyptic events here in the past 6 months, from towns burning to major flooding. I saw a story in the news today about farmers talking about, so in the, if you don't know, here in the Fraser Valley, they grow lots of the produce that we eat, particularly lots of the produce that, you know, Vancouver is a largely non-meat-based city. People eat less meat here. And so we eat lots of vegetables, and lots of those vegetables come from Fraser Valley, and because it has such a fertile land. And so the farmers are worried that the flooding and the erosion from the flooding is going to have massive effects on the soil, but they don't know until the flooding recedes, you know, because what happens, you know, if you've taken, you know, some type of matter and energy class or maybe some type of biology class, you know that when the flooding recedes, so does, it takes the topsoil off, and the topsoil often has a lot of the nutrients in it. So then what will be left will be like a clay or some type of not as nutrient-rich soil, which is going to affect our crops, which is going to affect our food. And so since the roads are closed, it's going to affect it for a long time. So I think when people talk about climate change, and you know, we can get kind of narrow views thinking about like the world ice caps melting, or, maybe global warming where it's too hot to survive, to live in some places. But sometimes it could just be you pulled up too much trees and now there's mudslides and now there's no more food. You know, something that I honestly didn't think of myself, but also I'm not a scientist or someone who gets paid to think about those types of things. So it is interesting, however. You can check the CBC because there's lots of that type of great, really great optimistic news coming out. Sorry if that's squeaking to your ear. I'm trying to, you know, when you do the show by yourself, you're your own producer, writer, content manager, and promotional marketing. You know, sometimes you got to do things like, you know, be tech and plug in your own laptop. You know, and so it's like you're getting a real experience. That's what this is. It's just called BTS. Anyways, There's so many things I think we talk about here on the show. So many opportunities to be pessimistic. And I don't know if this would be justice, but it leaves me, you know, maybe there's, I don't know. It's definitely not justice, but there's a little hope that people will be punished in ways that we collectively think are probably good. And when we get back, I am going to tell you a little bit about them and what has happened recently here. You're back with Off the Beaten Path here on 101.9 CITR. It's not even close how much superior this radio station is than the rest of them. And this show, you know, you're listening. You like to call in 604-822-2487. That's 604-UBC-CITR for the mathematically challenged. Because, listen, we here at Off the Beaten Path accept you no matter how you are. Especially how you are. However you may be, you know. So, you know, when we talk about a little bit about justice, you know, in, you know, the current ways that we live our lives, it's often talk about money. So I think 2 weeks ago we talked about an employee at the city of Vancouver who was one of 300 employees, the only black employee. And we talked about how they made a complaint and said, whatever they're complaining about, I promise you, whatever they were dealing with was a lot worse. This is just what they could prove. You know what I mean? And so we are seeing, I mean, obviously not all of the complaints that workers are making, because we know why. But a BC store owner who offered an employee cash for sex and then fired her is now ordered to pay her $99,000. This BC store owner also trespassed on the woman's property after she filed a complaint, the Human Tribunal said. So I think that it's particularly interesting, you know, today that people, you know, that people are, when these things, accusations are made, one, people should believe them first and then, you know, take action. So I'm happy to see that this woman was able to take her, you know, to felt comfortable and was able to take her court case to the tribunal, and then the justice system, you know, worked to, I wouldn't say worked to protect her, but it worked to right a wrong, because the protection would make sure these things don't happen in the first place. Hopefully store owners who try to look at these, you know, who maybe if they read the CBC, they'll see something like this and they'll think twice, you know, about making those type of advances. But there was a today, so every once in a while, I think, I don't say every once in a while, but it seems a few times a year, you know, there's someone in the music scene or somebody in the scene here in Vancouver who is outed as, you know, a menace, you know, because there's seven different ways, but it was as a menace. And so someone was outed today. And so it's someone who I had heard of, but wasn't professionally familiar with them. But it's important that when people come out, it's that they're believed, and it's not made to be, you know, these things are not made to be, to make us make jokes about some of these things, lead to them continuing happening again and again and again. So it's important, you know, some things are just serious, too serious to make jokes about. And this is one of those things. So I'm happy that this person was able to, you know, get the justice that they sought at the time, you know, and I hope that these type of cases being publicized make sure managers and owners and people think twice about the types of ways that they talk to their employees, particularly the female ones. I think we, you know, today they had a school shooting in Michigan, and it's interesting because had a school shooting in Michigan, there are like people whose lives are, you know, been permanently altered by this, and by not just today, but, you know, historically the gun violence in America particularly. And so like year after year, day after day, people's lives are, you know, affected by this gun violence. And so it's really sad, as a school shooting, we become so desensitized to a school shooting. Like the first thing that my friends said, you know, we said in a group chat is like, oh, there's another school shooting. And someone said, oh, you know, it's the most surprising part is that it's been so long since the last one. Like, and it's true, because it's like, you know, people, they argue about things all the time, but limiting the amount of access to guns is like a right that people seem to feel like they need. And then these lives that are taken are just seen as kind of collateral damage to, you know, to what's going on. And then we, as a collective, have gotten so desensitized that it's almost like we've given up on trying to actually make some type of change to make our society just like a little bit better. Like I was watching, we were just watching a basketball game while talking about it. And it's just kind of sad that we can't even imagine us living in a different type of society. Like there's so many things that people talk about. I mean, especially on the show, if you listen to the show, things about, like, we, you know, imagine or just want to live in this, a better world is possible because we can imagine it. Like, you know, if you can imagine, you know, an iPhone, you know, something, somebody had that idea, and there's a market that actually can help create that, you know, over just 20 years, you know, like that, from the phone before the iPhone to what we have now, like, it's an amazing piece of technology. But why can't we do that, you know, in other types of parts of our lives? Like we should be able to imagine like a future where guns are not necessary or needed or imagined or don't have one. Like we can't imagine like a world without a cell phone. So why can't we imagine a world without guns? I don't know. It just doesn't make any sense. Anyways, we've been so desensitized to it. That world, that we can't even imagine it as a collective. It's just, we've given up on that fact and kind of just leaned into the idea that we're just violent personified, in human form. That's all we can really do. And so it goes into all the things that we look at. So even the stories this week haven't been as depressing as they have been in the past few weeks, but it's still sad. Like, there's a story in the CBC today that I didn't even think this was the future that we even had to even imagine. But the federal government introduced legislation to ban conversion therapy in Canada. And I thought that would have been done decades ago. Like, I didn't even think that's something that I would have to imagine. That's not even a fight I even considered people even still had to fight, because people are still doing these types of things. I don't know. Now we're getting to this normal pessimistic path. But, if you'd like to call 604-822-2487, 604-UBC-CITR, maybe you can tell me something good. You can tell us a collective good, just, off the beaten path. Friends, family, group we got going. If you want to say some good news, I'm going to say some good news when we come back from this short musical break. And we are going to get into some news that is funny to talk about, because these are the types of situations that are made for me to talk about. And I'm not going to give you permission to laugh, but you'll find it pretty funny.
Slice of Life Art and Gift Shop is Vancouver's choicest destination for one-of-a-kind artist-made prints, posters, screen prints, riso prints, paintings, acrylic paintings, watercolor paintings, ceramic mugs, ceramic plates, ceramic bowls, ceramic pots, lapel pins, hats, toques, crochet bathing suits, jewelry, trinkets, knickknacks, hand-painted signs, curated thrift, and a bunch more stuff that won't fit in this designated block of airtime. Slice of Life Art and Gift Shop, located at 1636 Venables, just off Commercial, open 11 to 6, 6 days a week.
You're back with Off the Beaten Path here on 101.9 CITR. I'm your host, Issa Arian, and thanks. Thanks for tuning in. There are so many, so every week, there's just so much stuff that I think is hilarious. That might not be, you know, other people might not think it's funny. You know, I do. So, there's a story that just came out a few days ago about this black kid in New York who had transferred to his private school. This kid is an exceptional athlete, and he transferred to this private school. Obviously, private schools only want good athletes so that they can make their schools look good. And obviously, good athletes, they want, you know, nice accommodation. They just want to be everybody wants to go to private school. Everybody wants to go to a nice school. You know, if anybody, you know, everybody wants to go to a nice school when they're growing up. Like, everyone wants to see, like, the people around them give a fuck about, you know, what's going on. Sorry, Granny. And so, like, this kid just goes to school, and one day he's running track, and the athletic director asks him why he's running track. He plays football. Ask him why he's running track. He says he wants to get a little bit faster. And then the athletic director turns to him and says, "Oh, you must have got your speed running from the police." And I thought that was hilarious because I think we've already done a segment on the show about all of the crazy things that football coaches or basketball coaches have said to black people. You know, me, when I was growing up, my coach said that he said that black people had an extra tendon. And for some people have thought it was an extra bone in your foot. Some people said an extra tendon in your knee. Listen, there's some white football coaches, they always have an excuse about why black people are fast. It's weird, especially because my friend who coaches basketball all over the D.C. area told me, because he's always sharing pictures of high school players playing basketball. And one of the things that I'm so amazed in is just that, like, how much more athletic kids are now than I was when I was in high school. And I was, like, pretty good athlete. But it seems like every kid can dunk now, even the white kids. They're throwing the ball off the backboard and dunking it, you know, going through the legs and dunking it in high school. It's amazing. Anyways, I bet nobody asked them if they have an extra tendon. Anyways, so this kid, I was asked, you know, he said, "You got so fast running from the police." And I thought that was just, sometimes racism is funny, right? Because, like, one thing, sometimes all you can do is laugh. You just laugh about how ridiculous it is. You know, and I have the ability to understand when something's funny, when it's not funny. This kid didn't think this shit was hilarious because he transferred. And I don't blame him, because people who, you know, especially when you are a kid and you are leaving your future, you know, at least your short-term future up into the hands of adults, you at least want them, as adults, to pretend like they give a fuck about you. You know, you want them to pretend like they care. And clearly this athletic director didn't. And it, honestly, having an athletic director that doesn't care about you is the worst. Anyways, but it's funny for me because there's so many layers to racism that some of the layers are funny, you know, and there's not very many people that are going to tell you that. I mean, that's going to tell you that maybe, you know, out loud. And if you're listening to this, you probably already think that there's some funny parts because you've dealt with them and you've had to just laugh them off and just be like, this shit is ridiculous. Like, it's so crazy. Because think about the premise of this joke. This man says, "That's how you get fast." No, it's that's how you are fast. That's how you run from the police. Like, police are slow. You know what I mean? Like, that's the joke. But, like, running from the police wouldn't make you faster. It's not like police officers are dogs, you know, or like, you know, or they are in supreme athletic shape. I don't know when the last time you've seen a police officer run, but every time I see one that pops up on the internet, they don't look like they can catch shit. Like, they look slow, and that's why they shoot people, because they can't catch them. They do this passive least resistance. Like, they work as hard as they can. Like, that's how I imagine. Like, they're not going to chase you, especially not where this person is from. Anyways, so if you are like a middle-aged white guy listening to this show, some advice for you. Whatever the first thing that comes to your mind when you meet a stranger, a black stranger particularly, or a woman stranger probably as well, the first thing that comes to your mind, you should probably skip that. And then you should go to the second thing that comes to your mind. And then you should probably skip that one. And then you should go to the third thing, which is just, hi. And then keep it moving. It's the safest bet. Anyways, that is, like, that advice right there could save you your job. Not hyperbole, because this athletic director is for sure going to get fired. So honestly, and there's been some situations before in my past where I'm sure they could have saved somebody else's job. One time I was at the office and I was at the copy machine, and this woman comes up to me and says, "You know, Issa, you're like the black sheep of the office." And I kind of, for like a split second, I thought she was clever. I thought she was going to say something like clever. But, and I said, "Susan, why would you say that?" And she said, "Well, you're the only black person at the office." And it was so spot on. I was just like, I was so caught off guard. I laughed because, I mean, she's not wrong, you know, like that. Like, I was, but also, it was just weird, you know? And then they let Susan go. So I hope she's doing okay. It was a few years ago. Anyways, she's definitely not listening to the show, but I don't have anything good or bad to say about Susan, but hope she's surviving, you know? Anyways. Oh, man, there's just too much good stuff. Too much good stuff. Because especially when we talk about, racism on the show. I mean, we do talk about the serious stuff, but sometimes we talk about the funny stuff. And another funny thing, not funny, but, like, it's kind of sad that I had to get to this point, is that, like, I felt like, you know, after there was like a time, you know, we did the 2020 thing, we did the racial reckoning thing, you know, and then we moved on. You know, we've clearly moved on to some other forgotten, you know, phase of history here in North America, except for there are some brands that, you know, that are really trying to lean in. And so I thought we kind of had got past to the performative stuff and, you know, started to make some real change, you know what I'm saying? That real change. And so, and the Toronto Raptors, they just announced this week that they want to host black, indigenous, people of color musical artists, you know, during their games and during their ceremonies in Jurassic Park, you know, while it's freezing cold and raining in Toronto. And so they announced this, and I didn't even read the article because I don't feel like I don't have to. Like, they could have done, so this is what I say, like, honestly, like, this moves like this kind of feels like it's like more racist to me, you know what I mean? Like, that, like, Toronto Raptors, they do have an idea of what their fan base looks like. Their fan base is the new diverse population of Toronto, so it's not like they really need to announce that they have a partnership with black, indigenous, people of color artists in the city. They could simply just hire artists to perform at their venues. You know, hire artists to perform at the games, hire DJs. You know, they don't have to make an announcement. So, like, for me, it's not about the action. Like, they could just hire, and they don't have to say, we're hiring Black, Indigenous, people of color. We could just say, we're hiring, you know, this is the Toronto artist we want to showcase. And but it's like that announcing of the BIPOC, or I hate that. It's like that word, it's that it's so weird. It's such a weird way to go around into saying non-white. And I don't understand why they would not say non-white, but then they should just say what people are. You know, it's like, it doesn't make any sense, honestly. But anyways, it feels more racist. Like, these type of moves feel more racist. Because it's like, why do you have to announce that you are doing this? Like, it is really all about the announcement. And so my thing is that they use these type of announcements, you know, this type of coverage that they get from doing these types of things to, you know, in lieu, you know, to like entice artists to work for free, you know, to entice artists to believe that the exposure that they'll get from performing, you know, for the Toronto Raptors is worth money, you know, like that. And it's not worth money. The things that you can do for Black, Indigenous, and Black and Indigenous and people of color, like, people of color could be fucking anything. And that, also that word, that term gets my, it's like, what is a person of color? You know, like, that, what does that even mean? Anyways, like, are Black and Indigenous people not people of color? I don't know. I know the difference, but do the people at MLSC, the Toronto Raptors, do they know what that means? You know what I mean? It's, I don't know. I don't understand. You know, what type of understanding do they have of this? Anyways, they can do this anytime. It's the announcement that makes it feel as if the intentions are not pure, and the pure intentions should just be to see Black, Indigenous, people of color as artists, as people, as fans who already support your team, and you are just a part of the community, not you are tapping into the community. Like, I still don't understand how brands continue to really mess that part up, and it shows you the distance and the othering immediately once you have to say that you're announcing this partnership, when these are the types of people who watch your games and buy your merchandise and you know, and go to the stadium to watch the Raptors play anyhow. Anyways, MLSC, if you're listening, you know me, you can hit me up. We could do some work. If you're looking for some BIPOC people to help you with your branding, you know what I mean? Anyways, when we get back, we have some stories. They're not as happy, but they are interesting, and they're worth a listen. So, I'll be back. I've been listening to a lot of Freddie Gibbs. You're going to listen to a lot of Freddie Gibbs. Are you with that?
I need a dope flip. Now I was on some rope shit. A nigga was a pope pimp. Do or die. Nigga put me on some mope shit. A nigga might as well kill his motherfucking self. It's a suicide. Got a Draco, let it rip. Nigga hopped up quick. So I had a double back. Hit him 2 times. I ain't new to this shit. Bitch, I'm true to this shit. And every morning I wake up and throw a gang sign. I just wanna be legit. Fuck a bad insta bitch. Bunny rabbit off the rip. Bunny rabbit Reese's lit. Mighty, mighty know it's lit. All is well in this bitch. 100 shells in this bitch. 50 shells in this bitch. Never tail in this bitch. Fuck 12, suck a dick. Fuck 12, suck a dick. Cut list, hard talk, cut the top off. Hit Diego, he gon' hit me with the drop off. Tryna floss in the town, get you knocked off. Take your chain and your ring and your watch off. I just wanna be the dick. Fuck a bad insta bitch. Bunny rabbit off the rip. Bunny rabbit, rich is lit. Freddy Corleone, fuck 12, suck a dick. Every day I need a dope flip. I was on some rope shit. A nigga was a pope pimp. Do or die. Nigga put me on some mope shit. A nigga might as well kill his motherfucking self. It's a suicide. Got a Draco, let it rip. Nigga hopped up quick. So I had a double back, get him 2 times. I ain't new to this shit, bitch, I'm true to this shit. And every morning I wake up and throw a gang sign.
What he takes on that, ayy. What he rapping at, ayy. at the Grammy still strapped. Ayy, I'm glowing cause a nigga straight. I'm happier than yesterday. We bout to beat the homie case. Tears on his daughter face, just trying to help with what I make. Ayy, is it just feelings or rap lines? He get wet, he ain't baptized. No white man gon' save mine. Bell won't help my waistline. Still gon' die for my group line. Goddamn right as fuck one time. Way too crip to go live. You take one, we take nine. We don't stop at stop sign. Might get 50 and that's fine. Just might pop, I keep trying.
Every day I need a dope flip. I was on some rope shit. A nigga was a pope pimp, do or die. Nigga put me on some mope shit. A nigga might as well kill his motherfucking self. It's a suicide. Got a Draco, let it rip. Nigga hopped up quick. So I had a double back, hit him two times. I ain't new to this shit. Bitch, I'm true to this shit. And every morning I wake up and throw a gang sign.
You are now back with Off the Beaten Path here on 101.9 CITR. You know, this is a late night radio show. For late night shit, you know what I mean? The ramblings of what goes on in your mind at 11 o'clock when you're thinking about right before you're going to bed and you're like, wow, what is actually going on in the world? Oh, they have, you know, the Ghislaine Maxwell trial. And you're like, who's that? And you're like, well, I knew who Jeffrey Epstein was, but, you know, this is Jeffrey Epstein's right-hand woman. I want to know what's going on. You know, I just think it is a coincidence. You know, this is, we should just, I think that maybe the last 5 minutes, you tell me what you think. You know, if you listen to the show, maybe I'll run into you in the street. Maybe I'll see you at home. You know, maybe I will talk to you on the phone. Maybe you'll message me on Instagram. How about we just do the last 5 minutes? Maybe every other, maybe we'll talk about, we'll bring in some conspiracy theorists, you know, like that. Because I actually have been missing having a guest on here. It was nice for a few weeks ago to have my friend Eve, you know, a nice, you know, anthropologist on here, you know, to talk about things. you know, off the mic, on the mic, you know, but then also I just kind of want to have guests back on here. But I feel like a conspiracy theorist would be here very useful today, especially because, you know, Jack Dorsey stepped down, the CEO of MSNBC stepped down today, the CEO of Walmart stepped down. You know, what Ghislaine Maxwell is about to spill the beans on everybody, you know, the whole world. It's going to change after one day. I don't have that much optimism. But I kind of do want to know, like, who... I mean, we do know that. I feel like after hearing last week that there are people who are spending $750,000 on yachts in a metaverse, like yachts that do not exist, like a Sims yacht that you can't play. Like, at least if you bought a yacht in The Sims, that shit could be balling because it would be in The Sims. Like, The Sims is a game. But to buy a yacht in the metaverse, you're just kind of hoping that the metaverse is what The Sims is. And I don't know. I feel like, and so we know that, like, rich people who have that much money, which is a lot of rich people, like, even, which I thought was really weird, and something that nobody even mentioned, is that today Barbados became a republic. They basically rid, you know, they went through, like, the formal procedures to take the Queen of England off of the money and, you know, to remove her from the head of state. And I thought they should have did it a little bit more violently. You know what I'm saying? Like, Prince Charles, who is named in with these pedophilia cases with Jeffrey Epstein, seen in pictures, you know, it's like, he's the person that came. I don't know. It's just kind of weird. I don't know. Mad weird. Mad weird on the conspiracy theories. Like, you know, Kim Kardashian, Pete Davidson's relationship so publicly. Kim Kardashian is a mom of four. Why do we care who she's dating? Like, I feel like she should be taking care of her kids. Kanye West, they should be talking about how can they co-parent. Like, that we should be trying to understand, you know, their co-parenting relationship. I feel like the demographic that cares and, you know, that watches Kim Kardashian has kids now, you know, like that. And maybe kids, you know, and they're not with the father. And they probably want to know, understand, you know, Kim Kardashian's co-parenting relationship with Kanye West. And how does that work? And, you know, is it every other weekend, 2 weeks on, 2 weeks off? I'm sure they probably want to know that more than they want to know about Pete Davidson. However, we do know that they do like attention, and they suck up attention like nobody else. And her brother-in-law is getting sued by lots of families after people died at his concert. But I'm not going to say that, you know, it's a conspiracy theory or not. One thing, I obviously no one's going to come on here because you can't come into this building if you're not vaccinated, but people are tired of these new variants. Me, mostly. I'm tired of these variants. I feel like we're at O already. You know, like, you know, they name hurricanes, you know, A, B, C, D, you know, until they get to the next season. And so, like, I wonder, like, how many names, like, how many times do you think we'll go through the alphabet before we can take a, we can go on a plane without a mask on? You know, like, do you think we'll go through the alphabet once, one and a half times, two times? Because I honestly, I thought it was going to just be, I didn't even think we were going to get to I, but we're at O, and it's not looking like it's slowing down anytime. It's also weird that they call this, yeah, it's, you know, it's Omicron. So, good luck this holiday season. It's things are just getting weirder. But you're with me. As long as you didn't spend that PPP loan money, you know, you're here with us. Because if you did, and you're listening to this radio show, you should probably get your affairs in order because they're coming for people. They just sent a man for 9 years in prison after spending $900,000 in fraudulent PPP loans at strip clubs, buying a Lamborghini. But I guess that's the kind of the way you got to go out, right? Like, if you're going to go out doing some stupid, dumb fraud shit, you got to go out hard. And you can't, he wasn't going to invest that money and potentially not be able to use the time, you know what I mean? But I guess he would have been able to pay it back probably and been able to kept a little bit. Like, I wonder if you made money on the fraud, would you have been able to just pay the restitution and then keep the profits? Because honestly, like, if that's the situation with Sallie Mae, if they were able to just, you know, keep the whatever profit they made off of me and take the rest away. Honestly, student loans, I saw someone, student loans is going to be the thing that tears this country apart, I promise you, because it's going to start with me. East Aaron. And thank you. That's our week here on Off the Beaten Path. We do this every Tuesday, 10 to 11. Every Tuesday, you're here. I'm here. The show is rebroadcast on Thursdays. You can find it on CITR.ca. Or you can find me at Instagram at thenotorious.l.a.t.e, the notorious late. Because if you tell me to be there at 8, don't expect me at 8. I'm out.
With pistols under my pillow, yeah, waking, make she up naked, twisting up sick umbrella. I beat that Thursday night and Friday morning off the where she go. Yeah. Time to take that walk, just take this dick, don't take it personal. Your friends probably don't call you a hoe, what you sippin' on? Them bitches wanna grip on the same dick you be sitting on. And your girl Monique, she be hitting me with her nigga gone. Trying to buy some weed, she proceed with nothing but Vicky's on. Nothing but ass and titties, but I let that ass convince me. Took it in that hit that wish I could say it was accidental. Like I slipped on a banana peel and fell in that pussy. Y'all niggas be spending all kind of screw to get in that pussy. And she cop a seven every Friday. Chuck the deuces at her baby daddy as I pulled up out the driveway for real. Here we go again. Back in your pussy, nigga. You know what I'm saying?